在还没开始之前，那我们低头默祷，主备我们心。
Before we start, let us prepare our hearts with a silent prayer.
阿门。奉主耶稣基督圣名开始我们今天早上的布道会。
In the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our evangelical service.
首先呢，很欢迎我们的亲戚朋友还有弟兄姐妹来参加我们早上的特别聚会。
First, we'd like to welcome the brothers and sisters and friends and family to this evangelical service.
愿神的恩典与他的平安与大家同在。
May the grace and peace of the Lord be with all of us.
那我们一同来唱赞美诗276首。
Let us sing hymn 276.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
因为你创造宇宙万物，一切让我们享用。
Because you have created all things for us to enjoy.
可是自从我们的始祖犯了罪以后。
But from the sin of our forefathers.
我们人类离开了你。
Mankind has left you.
渐渐的，我们不认识你。
And we slowly have departed from knowing you.
可是你的信实与你的慈爱继续的存留着。
But your love and your truth continue.
天天借着你所造之物。来告诉我们你爱我们。
And through your creations, every day you tell us how you love us.
我们今天感谢赞美你，有这美好的机会来诉说你给我们的恩典，还有你的慈爱。
We thank you for this day and this opportunity to tell of your love and your grace on us.
也求你给你仆人这个讲道和翻译的能力。
And we ask that you grant your servants the ability to preach and to interpret.
让我们可以清清楚楚的来述明你的真理和你的福音。
So that we can clearly proclaim your truth and your gospel.
跟别人分享我们从你那边所得到的、所体验到的。
And so that we can share with others all that we have seen and heard and received.
因为你是多么的美、多么的善、多么的真实。
Because you are so beautiful, so good, and so truthful.
我们求你打开我们的心房。让我们可以看得见你的话语的美好和你的应许。
We ask that you help us to open the doors to our hearts so that we can see and receive.
让我们可以体验到你的恩典、你的福音的好处。
That we can experience the goodness of your gospel.
我们把今天的聚会完完全全交在你手中。
We entrust this service into your hands.
我们愿一切的荣耀都归你的名。
May all the glory be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
欢迎我们的亲戚朋友、弟兄姐妹来参加我们第一次的这个星期天的布道会。
We welcome friends and family to this first Sunday evangelical service.
今天的题目是马可福音第一集。
The topic for today is Mark, the Gospel of Mark 1.
这个福音呢，就是好消息的意思。
The meaning of the word gospel is the good news.
那这个好消息不是指的哪里在拍卖。
This is not a good news of where there's a great sale.
而是关乎我们每一个人以后的永生，还有今世的恩典。
But rather about the eternal life that is to come.
那这个马可福音呢？这个福音是这个马可写的。
Mark, the gospel according to Mark is written by Mark.
我们来看一下这个马可福音第一章第一节。
Look at Mark chapter 1 verse 1.
马可福音第一章第一节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 1.
马可福音第一章第一节
Chapter 1 verse 1
这里说神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God
在这里作者以这个福音来用福音的角度来介绍他所写这本书
So in here, the author uses the word gospel to introduce the book.
所以这本书呢如果用福音的角度，我们可以看到这里记载着主耶稣来到世界上要带给我们什么好消息。
So from the perspective of the gospel, we can see this book is about the good news of Jesus Christ.
那么我们来看第一个好这个第一个福音是什么？
And so what is the first gospel?
在这个马可福音第一章我们看这个14节和15节。
Let us read Mark chapter 1 verses 14 and 15.
马可福音第一章14节、15节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 14 and 15.
约翰下监以后耶稣来到加利利 宣传神国的福音啊，十五节。
15.
说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
14. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God. 15. And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
啊，在这里我们可以看到说，耶稣来宣传神的福音。
Here we see that the Lord Jesus came to preach the gospel of God.
那什么叫做神的福音呢？
What is the gospel of God?
啊，这个就是说，啊，如果我们相信这个福音，这个福音呢会带入我们进到神国里面。
This means that if we believe in this gospel, then we will be able to enter into the kingdom of God.
啊，我就用几个真实的例子来显明啊这个神国福音的重要性。
So I will use some examples to show you the importance of the gospel.
啊，我们知道美国是一个很美的国家。
We know America is a beautiful country.
啊，人在这里很自由，而且得享很多的平安。
We are very free. We have freedom here, peace, and many opportunities.
那我们知道说，在世界里面有很多人想要来美国。
And we know in the world many people want to come to America.
因为在其他国家不一定那么自由。
Because other countries are not as free.
也不一定那么平安。
Or peaceful.
啊，就讲个两个真实见证。
And I will share with you a few true testimonies.
我们有个传道啊，他是从柬埔寨来的。
There is a pastor who is from.
他柬埔寨出生 ，Cambodia。
Cambodia.
那他跟我讲说啊，他跟我见证说，他在柬埔寨的时候，体验到那时候大屠杀。
And he shared with us his experience of the great massacres in Cambodia during his childhood.
跟我讲说，有一次呢，这个军人在他面前把一个人给杀了。
And he recounted how one time the soldiers killed someone in front of him.
而且把他肚子给破了。
He opened up that person's. They opened up that person's stomach.
而且呢，在他面前把他的肠子给剪断。
And they cut his intestines in front of him.
不止这样子，还在他面前生吃这个他的肠子。
And they ate his intestines.
在那时候，柬埔寨那些军人啊，真的没有什么人性，真的像野兽一样。
And so at that time, the Cambodian soldiers had no humanity. They were like animals.
很多人看到这种恐怖的事情呢，这种屠杀的事情呢，很多人一直逃到泰国啊，逃到其他地方，后来跑到欧洲还是美国。
And because of this, many people ran from Cambodia to other countries like Thailand or America.
那其实呢，主耶稣为什么要传神国的福音给我们呢？
Why did the Lord Jesus want to preach the gospel to us?
圣经上告诉我们说，其实呢，我们人犯了罪以后呢，其实是属于魔鬼的。
Because the Bible tells us that after we have sinned, we belong to Satan.
以后呢，人死后不是一了百了，而是会下到阴间去。
And after we die, we will enter into hell.
那有些人说我没有看到啊。
And many people say I have not seen this.
我不信。
And so I do not believe.
是这样子，我以前也不相信有神的。
But I was like this too. I also did not believe in God.
可是当我体验到神跟我在讲话的时候，我真的相信有神。
But when I experienced God and I heard Him speaking to me, then I believed
He exists. 所以我们不能去否定说地狱不存在，只是说我们还没有体验到而已。
So we cannot reject the idea that hell exists just because we have not experienced it.
那地狱呢？比那柬埔寨的大屠杀还来得恐怖。
And hell is far more violent and terrifying than the massacres in
Cambodia. 我听过很多有些
人
下去地狱，他看到魔鬼怎么折磨人，我看这个比那个军人剖腹吃肠子还要来得可怕。
And the testimonies I have heard of people who have seen hell in the spirit and what they have said about how Satan tortured the souls in hell is far worse than the Cambodian massacres.
如果我们住在柬埔寨会想到来美国的话，那我相信我们绝对呢不想去地狱，我们绝对想去天国。
So if we were to be living in Cambodia and we want to come to America, then in the same way, if living in this world, we would want to enter heaven.
你知道什么是世界上最痛苦的吗？
What is the most painful thing in this world?
啊，世界上最痛苦的不是被美国拒绝说不能在美国居留，要回去他的本国。
It is not to be deported by America back to the country you came
from. 世界上最痛苦的也不是得到这个癌症、绝症。
It is also not receiving AIDS or other incurable illnesses.
世界上最痛苦的不是中风。
It is also not getting a stroke.
世界上最痛苦的不是被人绑架、被人折磨。
And the most painful thing is not to be captured and tortured.
啊，其实世界上最痛苦的就是下阴间呢，下地狱，被魔鬼折磨。
Is actually to and to be sent to hell and to be tortured by Satan.
那世界上什么是最幸福的？
But what is the most joyful thing in this world?
啊，最幸福的事情不是啊，得到这个乐透奖。
It is not to receive the lottery, win the lottery.
啊，也不是啊，有一个美好的婚姻。
Or to have a beautiful marriage.
啊，也不是说凡事顺利。
Or to have everything go well for you.
其实这些东西是好的。
These are all good.
可是不是最好的。
But they are not the best.
啊，世界上最好的就是可以到天国看到主耶稣，因为那个天国有多美到那个主耶稣美到说不出来，而且很让人很满足，很喜乐。
The most beautiful thing is to be able to go into heaven and to see the Lord Jesus, who is far more beautiful than anything we can imagine.
永远与他同在。
And to be with him forever.
因为我有看过主耶稣，我知道那种的喜乐和那种的满足。
Because I have seen the Lord Jesus, and I know that feeling of joy and fulfillment.
啊，这是第一个见证。
So this is the first testimony.
那第二个见证是我自己去这个多米尼加。
The second testimony is when I went to the Dominican Republic.
多米尼加是在中美洲，是这个跟海地啊同个岛。
The Dominican Republic is in the Caribbean and it is on the same land as Haiti.
啊，在那边有很多人想要来美国。
Many people there want to come to the States.
啊，所以呢，啊，有一次我去那边，因为我们每年都要去一次，最少一次。
And I go there about once a year.
那边呢，啊，常常去那个很落后的乡村。
And when we are there, we often go to very backwards towns.
啊，那个落后到呢什么地步呢？这个房子呢是用那个木头还有铁片啊，搭起来的。
And some of the houses in those areas are so poor that they are built from wood and metal chips.
那么马桶呢，到处都是，就说你看到土地就是马桶了。
And all pieces of land is considered people's toilet.
那么他们的水呢是用井水。
And they use well water.
他们那边没有电话线。
And they do not have telephone lines.
那现在因为先进了，所以他们用无线电。无线电电话。
Oh, so they use wireless phones.
那么那边他们平均呢，公民所得一年是200块美金。
And the average income is in 1 year.
不是，一个月是200块美金，对不起。
Oh, the average income for a month is about $200.
啊，那边蚊子很多。
There are a lot of insects there.
也是很多很大的蟑螂。
And lots of really big cockroaches.
还有很大的老鼠。
And very big rats.
对，那个路呢，很少是铺的。那个我那个乡村的路啊，都是那个石头草地啊，那个乱七八糟，垃圾一堆的。
And the roads are often not paved and full of trash.
那你可以看到说，有时候他们烧垃圾啊，是用火点火把垃圾堆一堆去烧，把那个垃圾烧掉的。
And they often light up their trash to burn.
那有一次我到一个信徒家里面。
Once I went to a member's home.
他那个房子是铝片做的，那个tin铝片。铝做的。啊？不是 aluminum。Tin.
Oh, and his house was made of tin.
哦，进去那个那边有够热啊，因为中美洲啊，去他房子里面更热。
And it was a very hot time of the year, and it was even hotter inside his home.
哦，那边蚊子还有那个蜈蚣啊，我在路上啊看到那个 centipede 啊，这么长的，我不开的。他说他家里也有。
And there are so many insects there and centipedes. He said he had those in his house too.
真的，如果他好意要请我家，请我去住，我不会住。
If he was generous and invited me to stay with him, I wouldn't want to stay with him.
那么有一次我在那边跟很多人讲道。
And once I spoke, I preached to many people there.
那我比喻呢，天国像美国一样。
And I made the analogy that heaven is like the United States.
我说啊，你去美国呢，要有些条件才能去美国。
But that there are certain requirements for you to go to America.
你要有护照、有签证、有飞机票，还有身体检查，才能搬到美国成为公民。
At first, you had to have a passport, a visa, an airplane ticket, and a health checkup before you could go to America.
去到天国呢，也是有些条件要满足，要成就的。
In the same way, in order to enter heaven, there are requirements for entry.
当我讲完以后呢，我问大家有没有问题。
After I'd spoken to them, I asked if they had any questions.
那这时候有一个女孩子说啊，我不要天国。
At this time, one girl said, I do not want heaven.
我要你带我去美国。
I want you to bring me to America.
我笑一笑，我跟她说，小姐。
And I laughed and said,
因为我去过那个地方，我知道他们那边的穷苦，那边的困难， well, 那边没有什么指望啊，那边也是很多人没有工作做的。
So because I had been to their country, I understood their despair and that they had no work, that they had no hope.
我跟她说对不起，我不是这个美国大使。
So I said to her, I am not the ambassador for America.
如果我是的话，我会带你去啊。
If I were, then I would bring you to America.
可是我是耶稣基督的大使。
But I am the ambassador for Jesus Christ.
我可以帮你进天国。
I can help you enter into heaven.
所以我相信我们大家有穷过，有苦过。
I think all of us have experienced suffering or being poor.
那地狱呢？那边呢？从圣经上来看是没有任何的恩典。连一滴水都没有，连阳光也没有。
Hell is like a place where there is no water, not and no sunshine.
那是永行的地方，根本没有什么指望。
And it is an eternal place without hope.
所以我们如果有体验到那种第三界国家那种痛苦的话，我们相信我们都会想要来美国，那么我们应该更要去天国。
And so I think if we have experienced what it is like to be in a third world country, then we will know what it is like to have a hope for.
所以主耶稣来到世界上，就是来跟我们传神的福音，来告诉我们怎么去到神的国。
So the gospel is telling us how to enter into heaven.
这是马可福音第一章的第一个福音。
And this is the first gospel of Mark.
我们来看马可福音第一章的。第二个福音
or the first gospel of Mark chapter 1 and the second gospel of Mark 1.
我们来看16节到20节，马可福音第一章16节到20节。
Let's read Mark chapter 1 verses 16 to 20.
16节，这里说耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。
16, and passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen.
17节，耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.
18节，他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
18, and immediately they left their nets and followed him.
19节，耶稣稍往前走，又见西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上捕网。
19, and going on a little farther, he saw James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets.
20节，耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把父亲西比泰和雇工人留在船上，跟从耶稣去了。
20, and immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants.
我们觉得说这个福音是什么福音我看不出来。
So we might feel, what is this gospel? I can't tell.
主耶稣在招人们来为他做工。
The Lord Jesus was calling people to follow him.
那时候主耶稣招很多的渔夫来为他做事。
And he called many fishermen to be his disciples.
那主耶稣应许他们以后要得人如得鱼一样。
And he promised them that they will become fishers of men.
人和鱼的价值差别很大。
There is a great difference in the value of men and fish.
世上全部的鱼还不能比一个人的灵魂，人的一个生命还要价值。
All the fish in the world cannot compare in value to the value of one soul.
我们都会把自己的生命看起来极其宝贵。如果我们会不会把我们的生命卖掉，就是为了全世界的鱼吗？
If we value our own soul, would we be willing to sell it for all the fish in the world?
我们人有句话说活着狗比死的国王还好。
There is a saying that a live dog is worth more than a dead kingdom.
所以活的乞丐虽然是穷苦可是总比死的国王还好。
So to live as a beggar is better than to live as a dead, to be dead. as a king.
对世界上的人来讲，其实我们有一个很大的悲哀。
So, there's a lot of suffering in this.
我们在世上可能从20岁劳苦到70岁好了。
For example, we may work very hard from 20 until 70 years old.
后来退休了。
And we retire.
这50年的奋斗，很可惜的一件事情就是说，当我们要死的时候，我们连一块钱，连一针线，那么连一根钉子啊，都带不走。
And the sad thing is, after 50 years of labor, we cannot bring with us one string or one dime. Or
这个有点好像啊，是啊，我们去找工作。
It's like we go to find a job.
啊，这老板说我请你。
The boss says I will hire you.
可是呢，你赚的工钱啊，只能在个公司用。
But the money you earn can only be used in the company.
啊，这个钱拿到外面就没有用了。
And the money is not useful outside the company.
请问我们会不会去那边打工？
Would we be willing to go work there?
可能不会。
Probably not.
如果我们穷苦没东西吃的话，我们可能会这样做。
If we are so poor we have nothing to eat, then maybe.
啊，可是这世上的钱呢，真的像，真的有人说啊，这是人生就像一场梦一样。
And there's a saying that this life is like a dream.
那么我们所赚的钱啊，真的像这玩大富翁的钱一样。
And the money that we earn, it's like a billionaire.
大富翁。
Or playing Monopoly.
啊，我们玩的大富翁赚很多钱，可是呢，游戏结束了，不能拿这个钱出来花。
It's like we earn all this money in the game, but when the game is over, you don't have anything to spend.
可是呢，因为主耶稣来招他们来做他的工。
But the Lord Jesus called them to be his servants.
来做他的工作。
To do his work.
也因此啊，他们得财宝，可积存他们的钱财啊，到永生。
And also so that they can accrue treasures in heaven for
eternal life. 我们放个书签在这里。
Let us put a bookmark here.
我们来看这个约翰福音第四章。
Let's look at John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
34节到36节。
John chapter 4, 36 to 30.
34节。
Sorry, 34 to 36.
到三十六节。约翰福音第四章三十四节，这里说。耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”
John 4:34, Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work."
35节，你们岂不说到收割的时候还有4个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Do you not say there are yet 4 months and comes the harvest? I tell you, lift up your eyes and see how the fields are already white for harvest.
36节，收割的人得工价，积存五谷到永生，叫撒种和收割的人一同快乐。
36, he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together.
那主耶稣用这个收割呢来做比喻。
Here the Lord Jesus uses a harvest as a parable.
他预言说其实在那时候很多撒玛利亚人将会来信主。
And he says that there will be many Samaritans who will come to receive.
那你可以如果看41节的话，你可以看到说有很多人就来信耶稣了。
And in verse 41, we see that many believed in his word.
36节，主耶稣告诉门徒说收割的人得工价，积存五谷到永生。
And in verse 36, Jesus says that he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life.
所以收割的人就是传福音的人。
So the one who reaps is the one who preaches the gospel.
那他们会得工价。
And they will receive wages.
那这工价呢是存到永生。
And these wages can be stored for eternal life.
所以主耶稣来到世界上，让我们人生呢有个盼望。
So the Lord Jesus comes into this world so that we can have a hope
for our life. 让我们在世界上所做的一切不是虚空的，不是带不走的。
All that we do in this world is not empty and is not something we cannot bring home.
因为我们有为他做工，所以呢，我们有工价，而且吃到永生。
Because we do work for Him, we have value and we will have eternal life.
这个是主耶稣带给人类这个福音的好福音。
This is the gospel that the Lord Jesus brings to us.
这是马可福音记载的第二个福音。
And this is the second gospel of Mark, chapter 1.
我们看第三个福音记载在马可福音第一章。
The third gospel recorded in Mark chapter 1.
我们看这个马可福音，第一章二十三节。
Is in Mark chapter 1 verse 23.
在这里记载着，主耶稣呢，把一个巫鬼啊赶走。
Here records that the Lord Jesus cast out an unclean spirit.
那么我们来跳到这个二十九节到三十四节。
Let's jump to verse 29 to 34.
在这里可以看到主耶稣呢，把这个彼得岳母呢的病啊医好了。
Here we see that the Lord Jesus healed Simon's mother-in-law.
我们来看三十二节。
Let's look at verse 32.
三十二节这里说，天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的。
32. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons.
33节，合城的人都聚集在门前。
33, and the whole city was gathered together about the door.
34节，耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
34, and he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak.
我们可以看到说，这个第三个福音呢，就是主耶稣可以医病赶鬼。
So we see the third gospel is that the Lord Jesus can heal sicknesses and cast out demons.
那我们会觉得说，我又没有病，我又没有鬼。
We might feel we have no sickness or we have no demons.
所以主耶稣医病赶鬼跟我无关。
So the Lord Jesus healing and casting out demons is not related to us.
其实呢，世界上有很多的病。
Actually, there are many different illnesses in this world.
有些病是有形的，有些病是无形的。
There are some illnesses that can be seen and have a form, but some that do not.
通常我们注重于在有形的病。
And we often emphasize those illnesses that can be seen.
可是你们想，我们想想看啊，有种病啊，有很多病，比如说像这个。嫉妒病，嫉妒病。
So some, for example, jealousy is an illness.
有些人有这种色情病。
And then there's also the illness of lust.
因为现在有很多人呢，上网络还是看上瘾，看一些不该看的事情。
And many people go on the internet to look at things that they shouldn't be looking at.
这种也是种病。
This is also a kind of illness.
那有些人是有骄傲病。
And pride is also an illness.
有时候你跟他讲话，你可以看到说，我也没做错什么事情，为什么把我贬得低低的？
And you can,
那所以他这个人跟人际其他的人际关系不太好。
Maybe a person you talk to him, you can see he feels like he has done nothing wrong, and his relationship with others is bad.
那还有这个有人有这种赌博病。
And some people have the illness of gambling.
有些人有贪心病。
Or greed.
相信大家有一种都有体验到烦恼。
And I think all of us have been have had a frustration.
也体验到空虚。
And emptiness.
那其实还有这个坏脾气。
Or bad temper.
我们可以想到说，这个真的太多的病了，而且很多的这种上瘾在世界上，像酗酒、吸毒。
That there are so many illnesses in this world and so many addictions like drugs and alcohol.
那其实这些病呢，主耶稣都可以医治。
But the Lord Jesus can heal all these sicknesses.
我们有弟兄姐妹来信主以后呢，感谢主的恩典他们的坏习惯改了。
Many brothers and sisters, after they came to believe, because of God's grace, their bad habits were able to be changed.
他们不止坏习惯，连他的个性也改了。
Not only their bad habits, but also their character change.
他们体验到真正的自由。
And they experience true freedom.
主耶稣可以医治这些病。
The Lord Jesus can heal these illnesses.
那么还有主耶稣可以赶鬼。
The Lord Jesus can also cast out demons.
其实被鬼附着的人没有什么自由。
Those who are possessed by demons have no freedom.
因为鬼可以控制他，让他想控制他去做一些他不想做的事情。
Because the demons can control them so that they do things they don't want to do.
我们今天会觉得说我们没有被鬼附着。
Today we might feel like we don't have any demons.
其实呢，我们很多人呢，其实住在这个魔鬼的掌控下。
But many of us live under the power of Satan.
我们知道说这个美国是世界上其中最自由的国家。
We know America is one of the most free countries in the world.
在其他的国家可能没有这个言语的自由。
Maybe other countries don't have the freedom of language.
连报纸呢都被限制，什么可以看，什么不能看。
and their newspapers are limited and banned. Some certain ones can be read.
那我们可以看到说，现在在这个亚拉伯国家里面，有很多的亚拉伯人呢，为了自由，对不对？冒自己的生命啊，甚至造反，失去生命，就是为了要有这种投票自由，有这个政治的自由。
And we know in the Arabic countries, which are not free, many people have died or sacrificed their lives in order to obtain these freedoms.
那虽然啊，他们有些人得到自由，这个政治的自由，可是其实我们人类啊是不自由的。
But so we all try to obtain these freedoms, but our lives are not free.
我就讲几个例子。
For example,
我们都知道说有很多的政治家啊，刚开始的时候，他们是多么的爱百姓，希望他们可以为百姓做一些事。
And we know at the beginning how most politicians have a good intention of helping the people.
可是你有没有发觉到说啊，到最后很多政治家呢都受贿赂，很多啊，99%，在美国啊，可以说很多将近快全部、啊、都是受贿赂。
But then we know almost 100% of these politicians will eventually succumb to bribery and corruption.
因为这个贿赂有很多种啦，就是有些是很正式的给你，可是呢，你知道他的意思啊，以后呢，你做总统啊，还是做了政治家，要记得要回馈他们，这种也是一种贿赂，他们给的钱不是完全的免费。
So some people might give them money, just without.As if it was just for good, but they always come with strings attached. That once they
没有钱的话，怎么去竞选呢
？Because they will need money in order to win elections.
那么我们也听到中国啊、也是听说有很多的这个贿赂的事情。
And we know in China there's a lot of corruption.
好，那么人有没有真的自由说我不去收贿赂？
Do people have the freedom to not take bribes?
外表上是有，可是其实呢，很多人没办法去抵抗这个引诱，其实是没有的。
From outwardly, yes, they have the freedom, but it's very difficult to overcome that temptation.
所以当人没办法去拒绝这种引诱，而是陷在里面越陷越深，贿赂越拿越大。其实看起来他是有自由，可是他没有自由，因为他没办法说不要。离开这些引诱。
So from the outward perspective, it looks like they should be able to resist, but because of their weakness, they're not able to.
他们知道说受贿赂到最后会被抓到，那会身败名裂。可是呢，他们还是照做。
They know that if they are caught in their corruption, they will be jailed and punished.
那最近在报纸上也登到说，这个美国的情报局的组长范建颖。
Oh, recently in the papers, we learned that the head of the CIA had committed adultery.
那么有没有发觉到说，在历史上啊，这个有权势的、有钱的人啊，很多就是有小老婆，不然就是有婚外情。
We find that in this world, in history, those who are in power often have extramarital affairs.
你看中国的历史，那个皇帝。国王、毛主席、这个蒋介石，全部那些你可以私生活可以看到说，都有好几个太太，不然就是有婚外情。
We know, for example, in Chinese history, the emperors, the premiers of the communist parties, they often had either extramarital affairs or many wives.
我们也看到说，有很多的台湾生意人，还有其他的人，到了中国，到了柬埔寨啊，都有后来娶了小三啊，小老婆。
Or in Taiwan, even they have third or fourth concubines.
中国
when they come to
娶小老婆
China to do business, they will have concubines, mistresses.
那这个好像是看起来很多人啊都犯这种错误，他们都知道说娶小老婆到最后呢会跟太太吵架，到最后会可能婚姻破裂、家庭破裂，可是呢。他们还照做。
So they know that if this comes out, that they're going to have to deal with their problems with their wives, and that they might have the marital issues.
他们都知道坏都是不好的，可是呢，他没办法控制自己不去做。
They know it is bad that they shouldn't do it, but they're not able to control themselves.
请问他们有没有自由？
Do they have freedom?
所以世界上看起来很有自由，可是呢，他们都是被情欲所控制住。
So even though it looks like they are free, yet they are actually bound by their own desires.
那么他们去做一些不该做的事。
And they will do things they should not do.
啊，所以主耶稣来呢，就是要医病赶鬼啊，让我们人可以活得很健康，而且活得真的很自由。
And so the Lord Jesus came to heal and to cast out demons so that we can have a truly free life.
主耶稣说他来呢是要让人得到真自由。
Jesus said that he came to give us true freedom.
啊，如果我们相信他的话，
If we believe in him,
照着去做，
and do according to him,
他的方法可以给我们真自由，
and that his way will give us true freedom.
啊，这是我们在我们个人身上体验到的恩典。
This is the grace that we can experience.
我们最后看第四个福音，记载在马可福音第一章。
And let's look at the fourth freedom in Mark chapter
我们看
Gospel in Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章的四十节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 40.
到四十二节。
To 42.
马可福音第一章四十节这里说，有一个长大麻风的来，来求耶稣，向他跪下说，你若肯，必能叫我洁净的。
And a leper came to him, beseeching him and kneeling, and said to him, If you will, you can make me clean.
四十一节，耶稣动了慈心啊，就伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。
41, moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I will be clean.
四十二节，大麻风即使离开他，他就洁净了。
42, and immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean.
在这里看起来外表上是记载主耶稣又行了个神迹。
Here, outwardly, the Lord Jesus has performed another miracle.
那其实更深的意思就是主耶稣能赦罪。
But the deeper meaning is the Lord Jesus can forgive sins.
因为在圣经里面圣经常常把这个大麻风形容像罪一样。
Because in the Bible, the disease of leprosy is akin to sin.
因为大麻风和罪很多的类似。
There are many similarities between leprosy and sin.
通常人家得到大麻风不是马上就死掉。
Because those who receive get leprosy do not die right away.
通常人犯了罪以后也不是马上死掉。
Just as those who commit sin do not die right away.
那这个大麻风呢，是慢慢的把人的这个神经和肉慢慢的腐烂死掉。
And rather slowly over time, leprosy will eat away at a person's flesh.
那有些人可能鼻子慢慢不见了。
And just like a person will slowly pass away.
鼻子慢慢不见了。
Their nose will slowly go away.
有些人的耳朵慢慢不见了。
Or their ear will eventually disappear.
有人的这个下巴慢慢不见了。
Or their chin will be eaten away.
所以你看到这些人有时候很恐怖啊，就像有点像僵尸啊，那个你可以看到骨头，看到这个血肉在外面。
And seeing these people, it's very terrifying. You can see their bones sometimes.
同样的，这种罪呢，也是慢慢使我们腐化。
Just as the same way, sin slowly will dissolve us.
你可以看到人呢，在谋杀人之前呢，已经就有那种暴力的行为，他们做很多色情的很多坏事，慢慢的到最后去杀了人。
That, for example, those who commit murder, they will have first the thought and then these other actions that then eventually lead them to this murder.
所以人撒谎会去骗人，骗很多人去贿赂，通常是从小的事开始，慢慢的人的这种诚实的个性慢慢就不见了。
Or a person who tells one lie and then two and then more and eventually their integrity will.Is gone.
那其实人看到我们的时候呢，有时候真的很可怕，人很恨恶我们，因为他们觉得说，我知道你所做一切坏事，真的很可怕。
Maybe someone will see us and say they hate us because they know all the bad things we have done.
那么这个大麻风呢，还会给臭味。
Leprosy will also cause a person to have a bad odor.
因为这个腐烂的味道，这个皮肤腐烂啊，会有臭味。
Because of the smell of the decomposing flesh.
同样的人犯了罪以后呢，会给自己坏名声。
Just as when person commits sin, he will have a bad reputation.
那这一个人呢，来求主耶稣。
And a person like this coming to Jesus,
他相信主耶稣有能力。
He believes that Jesus has the power.
只是问题是说主耶稣肯不肯医治他。
The question is whether Jesus was willing.
我们可以看到主耶稣有慈心。
We see the Lord Jesus had mercy.
他不只是医治他，主耶稣还伸手去摸他。
He not only healed him, he also reached out and touched him.
不在已经可能有很久很久了，没有人不敢摸他，因为啊，怕的被这个大麻风传染到。
Probably many many years have passed before anyone has touched him because no one wanted to contract.
在那时候，大麻风啊是没有病，没有药可以医治的。
At that time, leprosy did not have any medicine to cure it.
同样的，今天这个罪啊是没有药医治的。
Just as today, there is no medicine for sin.
那我们知道，我们怎么知道有没有罪存在
？And how do we know if there is sin？
啊、我们不久以前呢、啊，有一个姐啊、有一个女孩子啊受了洗。
Not long ago, there was a young girl who was baptized.
她受洗完以后，她跟我说：“哇，这个全身好轻哎，连脚啊从水上来的时候啊都很轻。”
And after the baptism, she came up to me and said, "Wow, I feel so light now. Even from my feet on up, I felt so light."
那圣经上告诉我们说，受洗是神给我们赦罪的方法。
The Bible tells us that baptism is a method by which God forgives our sin.
你知道谁什么样的人最高兴呢？
Do you know
最喜乐呢？
Who will be the most joyful?
你看那个小孩子一两岁啊，你看还是生出来，那个就是一直笑着。
You see those babies, 1 or 2 years old, they're always smiling.
啊，你跟他们笑，他也跟你笑。
You smile at him, and they smile back at you.
哎，你不用给他太多东西，他就是笑着。
You don't have to give him much, he'll just smile.
啊，很喜乐。
They're very joyful.
你知道人呢，谁最不快乐？
And but you know who is the least happy?
有时候是老人家。
Usually the elderly.
啊，有时候这个不知道为什么，就是。有听到有些 好事情发生呢，可是呢，喜乐不出来，就好像有东西无形中压在心里，压在肩膀上。
Maybe something good will happen to them, but they will not be able to rejoice because it's like they have a burden on their shoulders.
啊，圣经上也提到罪啊，就像我们所欠的债一样。
The Bible also says that sin is like a debt.
啊，当我们欠债很多的时候
，When we have a large debt.
啊，如果我们听到我们孩子说，哦，他考到这个哈佛大学去。
For example, if we hear our children have gotten into Harvard,
我想说，我们欠那么多，欠几百万哦，根本哦没办法喜乐。为什么？你考到大学，考哈佛大学，可是我没有钱让你去上大学啊。
So we think about all the debt we have to go into in order to afford that education for them, and we think we can't rejoice even though they got into Harvard.
那在美国，我们都住在这种贷款世界里面啊。
So in America, we live in a society of debt.
如果有人欠过信用卡的债，还是还完这个房子的债务啊，你会觉得说，哇，心中好轻松啊，觉得好像很快乐。
If you have ever had credit card debt or mortgages that you've paid off, you will know how much lighter you feel when you finish paying it.
你感觉到那种恐惧感啊，这个如果不失去工作了，没办法付房租了，那房子不是我们的了，是这个银行的了。
And in that feeling, if your house had to go into foreclosure, that house is no longer yours.
那想想看啊，如果我们欠大堆债，有人来看到我们，可怜我们，说好了，你向我求，我就赦免你全部的债。我看到、这个债务还清的时候，我们很快乐、啊，感激不得。
So if we had a huge debt and then we go to that person, they forgive it all, then we will be so joyful.
那我想想看，如果我们生病的话，就是感冒、啊，那个真的很痛苦。还是生一些重病，很痛苦。
If we are sick with some illness and we are in pain,
那这种痛苦，这种疾病呢，让我们跟别人隔开。
And this illness will separate us from others.
忽然之间，我们得到医治。
Then all of a sudden we receive healing.
像这大麻风，他的痛苦，他的孤单啊，全部不见了。
Then just like this leper, all of our loneliness and our suffering will be gone.
这是多么美好的事！
And how wonderful a thing this is.
那更重要的，我们罪可以得到赦免，这是极大无比的好消息啊。
And so how much more is it that we can receive forgiveness?
啊，让我们心中呢那种觉得很轻，心中啊觉得很轻。
So that in our hearts we will feel very light.
那很自然我们就会喜乐，我们会微笑。
And then we will feel joyful in our heart.
所以在马可福音第一章我们提到四个福音。
So in Mark chapter 1, we've talked about four gospels.
第一个就是神国的福音。
That first one is the gospel of the kingdom of God.
告诉我们如何来进入到 神的国里面。
Which is how we can enter into the kingdom of God.
第二个福音就是如何积财宝到永生。
And the second gospel is how we can accumulate riches in heaven.
第三个福音就是主耶稣可以给予我们各样的疾病，给我们真正自由，还有真正的心灵上的健康。
And the third gospel is that the Lord Jesus can heal our illnesses and give us true freedom.
第四就是神可以赦免我们的罪。
And the fourth gospel is that God can forgive our sins.
让我们活得很轻松，很愉快，有喜乐。
So that we can live joyfully and freely.
好，那么我们现在默祷休息。
So now we will have a silent prayer and have a break.
Amen. 我们休息十分钟，那我们等一下到下面去，我们有个讨论会。
Now we'll take a 10-minute break and then we'll go downstairs for the discussion.